And it is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And I'm joined once again by Alex Miller, who worked for Liverpool alongside Gerard Houllier and Rafa Benitez, along with several other positions in world football. And I got Alex on to try and help us understand a little bit about the issues at Liverpool at the moment, what we're seeing on the pitch, what might be causing it, and what could be done to get through it and hopefully see Liverpool have a successful season. So, Alex, thanks so much for coming back on the Anfield Wrap. Really appreciate your time.
No, thank you for inviting me. First of all, if I may, I'd like to offer condolences to the royal family for the loss of the Queen. And also, secondly, I'd like to offer my condolences to the Gallagher family, who are friends of mine who lost their father. Alan lost his father, who was the oldest Liverpool season ticket holder at 100 just 2 weeks ago. So my thoughts are with them at this present time.
Absolutely, absolutely well said. So in terms of on the pitch this season, Alex, what have you made of Liverpool, and what have you made of what you've seen? And are you as surprised as some of us the drop in Liverpool's performances so far compared to last year?
I think there's a lot of mitigating circumstances. First of all, we'll go through the system at the present time. It's a back four. They've got a holding midfield player, Fabinho, and two other auxiliary midfield players who go ahead of the ball at times. They've had a lot of injuries in that area, which isn't helping the team. They've got three front players, and Firmino is a central person. His natural game is to come off the game, come short, rather than go long. So there is nobody really in that central area at times to pose a problem. I don't think they're offering penetration enough. I think the build-up play is too slow to give Salah and Diaz or whoever plays in these positions the ball quick enough. I think teams are exploiting them. And I've looked at all the games. I've looked at Man City. I've looked at Man United. I've looked at Crystal Palace, and I've looked at Napoli, and in my opinion, I believe they're getting exploited with quick counter-attacks. Mm-hmm. And how that happens is, one of the opponents in the attacking area splits the line, breaks the defending line, which means Liverpool drop off. It then allows a player to work into the space behind Fabinho,